Michael Gudinski, a towering figure on the Australian cultural landscape. His parents fled war-torn Europe in the 1940s and made Melbourne home. His love for the city was never in question.
Melbourne rocks and always been very, very happy and very proud.
Michael was only in his teens when his obsession with the music business truly became a thing his parents never really understood. Mushroom Music was born in the back end of 1972. Its first release, a triple LP live recording of the 1973 Sunbury Festival.
I was 22 years old and I was the stage manager of the first Sunbury 72, and booked the talent. And in 73, by this stage, we had the whole Mushroom Records set up, and we wanted to make a very definitive statement that this label wasn't some fly-by-night operation. And there was a triple album then, and there hasn't been a triple album since.
Almost folding a number of times in the first 2 years, but it was a little album called Living in the 70s that pushed Mushroom to the forefront of the Australian music scene.
I've lived in the 70s.
From there, there was no stopping Gudinski. He found and celebrated the music that became the soundtrack of our lives.
Australian music's been good to me, and Australian music will get the chance to shine bright.
Most rock and roll moment. Bon Scott opened my eyes when he was the first guy I ever went on the road with. He was a ripper. He was in a pop band called the Valentines. I was a virgin, still living at home, and went on a bus to Adelaide with him, and I've never forgotten it. You know, in the day, as it's well documented, I mean, Jimmy used to get really fired up, and, you know, he was a performer that really was all about performing live, and, you know, he used to grill the band, and he used to, you know, if the band were off one night, he'd go backstage and just rip the shit out of them, and he'd get himself in such a frenzy. It's all about performance to him, and, you know, he'll be out there doing it till the day he dies. He just gets better and better.
He never tried to make Aussie acts conform to some generic global standard to achieve international success. He promoted and celebrated their unique characteristics.
I can't stop listening to it myself. I think there's so many tracks. I think they've got a very unique sound. I think it's going to be a huge, huge success, and success breeds success.
Put a bit of heart and soul into music.
And he did it all along in his true larrikin character.
Bloody girls drink.
Michael was always so full of life.
Do you get paid extra for that shit?
It's an extremely sad day for music, as the heart of the Australian music scene has well and truly been ripped out. Oh, we remember Michael Gudinski as a true champion of Australian music.
It's been a privilege to be on Triple M, and let's rock.